Well, I'd say 100-pound bags.
Well,
it wouldn't warrant any heavier than that, yeah, because it'd be unwieldy.
If you didn't want to have a, if you didn't want to call it or name it a specific amount of pounds, though, you're just using a general term to describe it. Would you call it anything? Say you had as much as you could carry in your arms, and it was pretty heavy. How would you say you had?
I'd just say you had an armful or a load or something like that. Because
okay. Anything else that you were going to say? And in your lamp over there, what I had to take out to plug in the tape recorder, what would you call that that I took out? You see that? Right behind you?
That lampshade?
No, the thing that makes the produces the light. The glass thing.
Switch?
It's right there on the table there.
This thing here?
No, sir, down there on the surface of it. Right there.
That bulb?
And what's the, did you call it?
PULB, that's okay. Generally the term.
Uh-huh.
Light bulb.
Now, you don't do your own clothes, but when your mother used to carry the wash out to hang it on the line, what would she carry it in?
Carrying the clothes basket.
All right. Now, we were talking about barrels earlier. What held the barrels together? What held that wood together? They're usually made out of metal.
Hoops.
Okay.
Called barrel hoops.
And how about something you might put in the top of a bottle to seal it or to keep anything from coming out?
Caps.
How about something else? Not maybe a cap, maybe after you've taken the cap off and thrown it away, you need to put something in there to seal it up.
So I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of it. The only thing I know is they're kept either with pasteboard or with a metal cap.
Yeah, well, sometimes the caps of wine, when you open a wine bottle, you have to use something to get out the
corkscrew.
So you use the cork screw to get out the
cork.
Okay. And if you've ever seen a bottle of Coke open, and people might throw the cap away, and they'd put something in it so that the carbonation wouldn't go. Did you have a term for that, or do you use a term?
It's a patented stopper of some okay. description. That's.
And how about a musical instrument that you might play with your mouth? That's only about this long. And you
mouth harp.
Okay.
A harmonica.
Sure. And how about something you might play between your teeth? Have you ever seen that done?
I know what it is. Juice harp.
Right. And. Something you might hammer nails with? You hammer nails with?
Triangle? Hammer?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, did y'all have wagons on farm?
Four wagons.
If you had a wagon and two horses, what was the long wooden piece that went between the horses? Okay. And if you had a horse pulling a buggy?
Shafts.
Okay. You guess what? The word I was looking for. What about the steel outside the wagon wheel? What would you call that?
Tire.